the idea of changing out some of the dumpsters so that they can be filled from the top rather than the side is all dependent on budget, which is, doesn't exist. But at any rate, wherever they can, they've been using those dumpsters that have the openings on a 45-degree angle, so you can take your 30-gallon dumpster or 30-gallon garbage can and heave it over the edge there and let dribble all over the side.
Yeah.
They say that what happens is that you start off in the day generally with empty dumpsters of that type there, but by the middle of the day they get filled up and they don't have a semi to haul it all away right then, so those get staged off to the side and for the interim are replaced with the older fashioned ones with vertical openings, and we're back to the same issue.
Yeah, I was up depositing my stuff today and somebody came with a trash can and proceeded to dump most of his stuff right down side.
Sure.
That's cleaned up daily as well. Whatever gets in between, they clean that up.
But we'd like to see something that would necessitate not doing that.
Well, like you said, the budget is non-existent. They've purchased as many as they can, and they've retrofitted as many as they can. But
if the containers could be would be higher, you'd have more easy access to the openings.
That's the new ones they've purchased are higher. Mm-hmm. They're about 5 grand a piece.
It's just a case that the ground beneath it could be graded so that the containers sit higher up.
They can do that with the way it's designed. They'd have to redesign it again, and that's $1 million. So unfortunately, that's where they are. And they clean it up. I mean, there's no trash around the area. They clean it up daily, so.
They were busy working on that when I was there. The one thing they're doing that's helping with the flat cardboard is they have enlarged the openings on those dumpsters. I measured them, and they're about 11 and a half inches all around, which is
that helps.
A whole lot better.
They have done that to all of the cardboards. They got a welder to come in. That was an inexpensive fix for those.
Although today they didn't have the trash cans out for your recyclable the plastic containers. You know, you dump your stuff and you take your container, the plastic blue thing, to put it into a trash can. There weren't any trash cans around.
They normally are, not sure why.
Yeah, so we had to deposit those in the open. That's the general trend.
You can leave plastic bags right now?
If you bring a garbage bag with cans and stuff in it, you can deposit that. It's preferred not to because, of course, that's creating more waste. But if you bring them in a garbage bag, there is a place to throw away that empty bag once it's empty of cans.
And those things weren't there today.
No, speaking of which, people would be well advised to just put it all in a 30-gallon garbage can, dump it all and get it over with, get back to your truck. Because at this time of the year, if you have a plastic bag and they haven't washed out those bottles, there's a little bit of sugar in there, those bees are after you, chasing you all the way back to your truck.
They're
bad today.
They've been bad for a while.
Well, the problem with dumping the 30-gallon is you're confronting a rail. And you can't dump the contents, and this is what this fellow aptly demonstrated to me today. He dumped half of it right between the container and the ground. That's a problem with the way the bars are set. But you're right. Ideally, if the opening was readily accessible to a 30-gallon garbage thing, it would work out just fine. But
and
it's not.
All of that material goes then to the big new sorting place that I didn't get to go on the tour of.
Anka,
yes.
We send our material to American Recycling.
The question I had, and I don't know if this is answerable short in a short sentence, but where the money goes that's generated from the ANCA facility, do we get some of that back?
We get paid, and I don't know the numbers right now, a certain market. We get, for
the
single stream material, we get market price. We get a market payment at the end of the year. For the separated material at the convenience center, we get a set price for containers, paper, and cardboard. I don't know those numbers right now. That money pays for the bag for bag program.
And so the bag for bag program?
Where you can bring in one bag of household trash and one bag of recycling, and you can throw away your household trash for free. It's a program to encourage recycling, and you do that at the convenience center. That trash still has to be paid for somehow. So the money, the revenues we receive for recycling pays for that bag for bag program. Among another couple of things that we take for recycling, some of the battery recycling we pay to dispose of, things like that.
This doesn't sound like you make a whole lot of it.
We make much more than we used to. We used to have to pay for transportation and pay to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we make some.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. It just helps with the operations out there. Solid Waste operates as an enterprise run from a business. They get no tax funds, so any money we make through fees and or income like that gets spent on other things.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a much more better deal, and it's a really nice facility.
It is. I was actually there yesterday for a separate tour with the Carolina Recycling Association. It smelled much worse than I did at the grand opening, but it was a really nice facility still.
Mm-hmm. And there was a nice article in probably most of you saw it in the Times News about a week ago.
We were very excited about that. It was nice for us. The new writer for the Times News that covers the local government thinks is really nice. He knows,
mm-hmm.
knows what he's doing. So it was very nice to have that positive press talking about the improvements we've made. So a lot to go, but.
What's that reporter's name?
Nathaniel Axtell. Axtell, I think. He's with the Times News. There was a separate article in the Times News recently introducing him and the woman who's now covering the city events. He's a very nice guy. He lives in Brevard. He's lived there, covered freelance type things in Brevard for a long time. But we were very excited about that process. Another note, just I'll let you guys know, of course, the Forum Recycling Apple Festival Recycling was very successful. Unfortunately, quite a few of the volunteer shifts did not show up, so I was very fortunate and begged the City of Hendersonville Public Works to help me empty all the recycling bins, and they were extremely helpful with that. We recovered 13.41 tons of recycling for Apple Festival, so, and I had 200,000 people, so we were very pleased with that.
Great. Kudos. Well done. Okay, any other items to be discussed? Appreciate your input. Okay, otherwise, go and do good things.